We are headed back to the hills, Beverly Hills, that is, in tonight's premiere episode of Season 7, Episode 1, Stronger Than Ever. It's the Real Housewives of Beverly Hills coming at you now.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
There it is.
Hello, AfterBuzzers.
Sing it, Rutter.
And welcome to the Real Housewives of Beverly Hills kickoff. Welcome back to Beverly Hills, Season 7, Episode 1. I'm your host, Grant Rutter, and yes, I do this one too. Another city, another season. Here we go.
Hey, everybody. My name is Christy Olsen. I'm back, too. You can always hit me up at Christy Reports. We love Beverly Hills. Yes, so excited.
Hey, guys. I'm Thomas Erlina. I love chatting with you guys online, so hit me up at Thomas Erlina.
Hey, guys. I'm Chris Valentine. You can find me on Twitter, too, at AKA Golden Boy, and my website, chrisvalentine.la. It is a new season of Beverly Hills Housewives, yes. The ultimate show.
Yes. And we must give a shout-out to our other co-host, Megan Stecker, who will join us coming up next episode.
We
miss you. Part of the panel as well.
Hey, girl.
So we have some new perspectives of Beverly Hills. And some old me. Holding it down. Yeah, so what do we want to say are our first impressions before we get into all of the point by points? How do we feel about this new beginning, especially the first one of the season?
I feel like the taglines kick off the show. They lay the whole groundwork for how great this season's going to be. And they were good. They were juicy.
They were awesome,
and that made me happy. And I'm just excited to be back here with everybody at AfterBuzz breaking it down.
I know. I love Lisa's tagline. I'm sorry. I love the whole idea of her having the crown. She's the queen of the show. And I'm just happy to... Yeah, I love all the taglines.
We'll get to the taglines in one second. What are your thoughts?
I love the taglines too, and I'm excited that there's two new girls on the show.
Yes.
Two new blondes. I'm kind of happy too that the episode didn't start off with fighting right away. I mean, they were kind of, it was fun with the party at the end. You know, we got into it a little bit, but it was a nice soft opening where we weren't just going at it right away. There was some fun, and I enjoy that a lot about the show. That's one of the reasons I like the reunion so much.
Mm-hmm. A soft opening, I like that.
You know, I was very candid last season, and I still believe that this show had a ton of work to do.
What are you doing this season, Grant?
What do you mean?
Like
it's not there yet?
Come on. No. You're going to go hard. Let's
be real. Oh, of course.
Yes.
Oh, of course. But no, I mean, but like, look, they had a lot of work to do. And so I thought it was very interesting and telling that we were quickly introduced to the new housewife, Dorit, right away.
Yeah.
And so that says a lot. And that also shows, and the way they marketed the show, very promising. It's a positive thing. Because it says, like, look, that's like an old chapter. Like, it's a new start. And I think it's a good thing.
Mm-hmm.
That being said, we've talked a lot about the taglines already. Let's take a look at the taglines of this season and then discuss. Here we go on BravoTV.com. Here's what they have to say.
Where it belongs. I may be two people, but I'm not two-faced.
I love that.
My advice to you, don't hustle the hustler.
Of course. What a joke. I love
speak
it.
No evil. But I see and hear everything.
That's okay. Very Eileen.
Yeah, very Eileen.
You've traveled the world. You can speak in any accent you want.
What else do you have?
World traveler,
I'm an expert on luxury, and I can always spot a fake.
And can we start that from the beginning? We missed Lisa Vanderpump, but I think that's an important one to get. And we'll put that one out in a second, but let's, while this reloads, let's talk about what we think of those real quick so we can go back to Lisa Vanderpump. So we kind of shouted it out throughout. But yeah, I mean, some are better than others. Dorit, though, what else does she have to offer? Like, I know that's going to be the thing. Like, oh, bitch, you're from Connecticut and all that. We saw that in the season preview.
You know.
So what else she's got?
I think she's going to bring so much more than just this initial conversation about, oh, where are you from? What's your accent?
I hope.
Yeah.
That I'm surprised that they just decided to focus on that.
I'm surprised, too, because she has a brand that's not even talked about in the intro, you know.
Yeah.
She talks about being a mother. She talks about having her brand. And from the intro, I just feel like the audience doesn't get that right off the bat.
Well, I have a feeling she likes to be around celebrities because that's what she talks about. She has Boy George living with her. And I remember the house because on another Bravo show, and they do this a lot where you kind of see people that want to get on reality shows, they'll do a little guest starring appearance here and there, just like Lisa Rinna did a few years back.
Oh, yeah. They're all on the Bravo radar.
Yes. Yeah. And I'm watching the show and I'm like, I know that house. And then I realized that, oh my gosh, this past season, they filmed an episode on Bravo Hollywood Medium. I wasn't sure if it was on Bravo. It was on E.
That's okay. Yeah.
Same.
So,
they're in the family. Yeah.
She was there. The husband was there. It was more focused on Boy George and the husband because that's the manager. And
Paul. There
was, exactly. Mm-hmm. PK. So anyways, they had done a little episode on that. And I think she wasn't in it that much. But I could see where they want to be around celebrities and be on a reality show. And I think she's gorgeous, and yes. I'm happy to see her. I think she's going to come out, and we're going to get more depth from her as the season goes on.
Absolutely, and that's not a surprise. You know, we're going to be introduced in episode 4 to a friend of this season, Eden Sassoon, and she also has been working that red carpet circuit for years. I used to interview her on the carpet. I mean, she has been vying for that spotlight for many, many years as well. And I think that can only bode well for all of us.
Yeah, this is a good opportunity.
Everybody is so excited. I've talked to so many people at the studio, and they already know, oh, Eden Sassoon's going to be on. I'm like, how do you all know this? How do you all know? But yeah, I think we're excited.
And maybe because I listened to The Tomorrow Show
with
our fearless leader, Kevin Undergaro, last night, where Eden Sassoon really gave a candid interview. And you guys all have to check it out.
Let's talk about that. But first, let's take a look at this opening title one more time. We're going to take a look at Lisa Vanderpump's 1 second.
Your favorite person.
We're going to
I just think it is a good one, and, you know, I will give her credit. She's definitely an original.
Her to the front this time because she usually ends it, but she's she started it off this
People
season.
Say the show wouldn't last without her. I know a lot of you disagree with that.
I totally disagree with that.
Oh, I agree, 100.
Yeah. Well, she was added at the last second because they were days away from filming.
You don't think the show would last without Lisa Vanderpump?
I don't think so.
I don't.
Are you kidding me?
I think it would go the way of Miami without her.
It has solid
style.
Numbers. It has a really loyal fan base.
Who
People
would we have without
her?
Kyle Richards?
No, Lisa.
If you're looking at
Lisa
originals.
Is the queen.
She has the most Twitter followers. I'll just put that out there.
If you're looking at originals. I mean, it seems like everyone is Team Erica Jane, so.
Oh,
I mean,
she is awesome.
I love Erica Jane.
Yeah.
She's an incredible addition to the show.
I just don't believe that an ensemble show needs to have one head bitch. I just don't think it needs
it. I think because Erica Jane has been so successful, this is her third season. I think that is why they booked Dorit and Eden. I think they kind of have a similar look, and Erica is so loved by the public. But I think, let's just add some more. It's going well. And they all have that Beverly Hills look, so I love the new cast. The complete cast.
I have to disagree with you on the not having the head person in charge of the show because without Nene on Atlanta, I feel like when I watch it, I'm missing that main person that everybody gets, you know, excited for. So without Lisa,
I think Atlanta is better than ever now that it's not rotating around one person, especially if you don't enjoy them, especially if you're not a fan of them. It's really annoying to me. It's an ensemble show.
Yeah.
Well, it does seem like they're giving equal attention to both Kyle and Lisa this season because they're both kind of in the middle. Holding the diamonds on the end
too.
Credits,
and
we can we know that means a lot.
Yes,
absolutely.
Does.
And if you watch the episode, it looks like Kyle is going to the fore in this. She is becoming one of the lead characters for sure. And if you watch all the confessionals, they are almost all Kyle throughout this first episode. And she's putting out some stuff. I mean, she came. I want to talk about some of the things that she said.
I thought
said.
You were going to say she's put on some weight.
No, I would never do that. No. Are you kidding me? No.
It's in my notes, honey.
No, I get called fluffy. Enough on shows. I'm not going with the weight or the plastic surgery. Maybe on this show. Maybe on this show.
We're not
going to
do that here.
Yeah. Should we roll this video or shall we move on?
But
I don't think it's going to go through.
So no, anyway. We just missed Lisa.
Yeah,
those
well.
Yeah. All the taglines are great this season.
Yes,
Lisa is going to be so upset.
Yeah.
She said about the crown.
Lisa, what have you done for me?
but it was like a heavy
as
the crown.
Yeah. And I'm not giving it up or something like that. Good for you. It was a good line. So we caught up with all the ladies. Erica, we'll start with her. Her professional life is on the rise. She's getting ready to have a birthday, to get a panther, the jewelry.
Yes.
And she received a really nice painting. And we saw a little bit of her and her husband. So, you know, anything you want to say about checking in with Erica?
I think this was just your typical, the Beverly Hills ladies are the ones who have the opulent lifestyle. Yes. They want to remind you of that. And Erica Jane is probably at the top of that totem pole. Yes, and they sure. And they want you to remember. She can get a almost $100,000 ring for her birthday, plus another little $1 million present. No big deal.
Yeah. I'm living for Erica Jane. I feel like she has really... made her way to the top of the Housewives of Beverly Hills. She has a huge fan base. Like she says, you know, her brand is completely grown out from being on the show. So I loved it. I think that, you know, her relationship with Tom is very interesting. I think it still keeps the viewers interested. If somebody were to turn on the TV and not pay attention to the show, they would find that interesting. But, you know, I think she has a great storyline ahead.
Well, I kind of felt that that painting was kind of for Tom, you know? And she was a good sport about it, and he had that present waiting for her, and they kind of...
He
knew what she wanted. Yeah. But when... Remember the episode before, that first ring, didn't she say it cost like $500,000 or something? Like, there's $500,000 on my hand, and then all the girls wanted to try it on? Mm-hmm. I thought it was more, because they said this one was $65,000. Oh, that's not too bad. That's kind of affordable now compared to the other. But I was like, aghast. I think it was three seasons. The first season that she was on, she said, oh, I have like $500,000 or $600,000 on my hand and like more than a house. And all the girls went crazy. So I'm sure she will get that Black Jasper one too coming soon.
Oh, yeah. It's out in the
and
universe.
And we will hear about it. Yes.
Good. That's why we watch. I like all the good stuff, the happy stuff.
So we checked in with Lisa Rinna, and Lisa Rinna is still the biggest Lisa Rinna fan around. She said that she should get a pass for everything because after everything she went through, and she has two teenage daughters. So, I mean, I get a kick out of Lisa Rinna.
I get such a kick out of her.
You know, she's a goof. Yeah.
Every season, she always tries to, like, you know, rip the sheet of paper and start over with all these women, but it just goes right back to where things were.
She knows what works.
She's great.
She knows what works on this show, and she always reverts back to, like, now we're going to have to see her with Kim again. And I'm kind of like, I don't like going back and, like, we were visiting for a third time this situation. Yeah. But she knows what gets people talking about
her. She knows what time of day it is. She knows how to stay on this show. We did lose Catherine, and we almost lost Eileen, but Eileen was the highest paid last season, and I'm like...
Well, I forgot that Catherine ever existed.
That's why. So Lisa knows how to keep the cameras in front of her. She knows what to say. She knows what time of day it is. She's been on television a long, long time, but I love her.
Yes.
Yeah. You know, and you mentioned Eileen. It's interesting because she allegedly was not supposed to be part of the show.
It actually
and yet she's still
weeks.
Making more than any other housewife in history.
Maybe Vanderpump upped her contract too. Who knows how much she's getting exactly, but I would think I want to match because she waited a few days before. But Eileen didn't start coming in until 2 weeks after filming started. And I'm like, it must be the Young and the Restless thing where they want the followers and the viewers. Mm-hmm. But I'm like, wow, I happen to like her a lot too. So I was happy that she came back.
Well, from an international perspective, because the soaps do very well overseas, especially YNR. So from an international, because these shows are sold all over the world in every country on apps and all this stuff. So that helps when you have someone who has an international fan base.
Tell us more, Mr. International TV executive.
No, it just makes sense. This is what I do for a living.
Right.
So that's why I'm speaking to this. But I just like when you look at these shows, you have to think larger than just what people like blogs are saying. Because, Eileen is not the flashiest, loudest housewife we've seen. And she hasn't done a lot of work as far as pulling the drama out of people.
She balances it
but,
out.
But she's got a good following, and it makes sense from, like, that perspective. So you gotta think, I don't know if these people are taking that into perspective, but I think they should. You know, the show does really well overseas, so I'm sure this one's probably more of a focus, you know, on that front.
Well, and Eileen has improved her styling.
Yes.
I like the hair.
I can appreciate that.
The first time she came on, she is gorgeous.
She looks like 10 years younger than she did.
She's getting her last couple seasons makeup, just guys, from it.
Yes. can we call us? Please call us.
Exactly. I would go for it. Sure.
Weren't you shocked when we learned that her mother passed while she was shooting the reunion?
I know.
And you know what?
Who would know?
No.
I don't want to say props to her for not bringing it up, but this is something that your typical reality star who wants attention could have used as tear me apart on the reunion. I mean, and we know, unfortunately, a lot of reality stars who would do something like that.
Almost totally.
This just made me have kind of a ton of respect for her that she went in and did her contracted job anyway, the way it was. That could have gotten her out of the reunion. And it sounds like a lot of these housewives would love to not have to be there for 14 hours. And the fact that she didn't do that, it made me have a lot of respect for her. And it reminds you that she is a working actress.
Yeah.
I like it when people follow through. And, you know, that is an I don't want to say an excuse, but a lot of times a parent dies. And I can understand people not being able to go on. I love that she went on with it. And she did not taint the whole show by bringing it up. Mm-hmm. She wanted to focus on the topics of why they were there. It just shows the depth of character to her.
Yeah, and she's a professional. I like her so much. A professional, for sure. Well, Eileen has been in touch with Yolanda. And she says, according to all this, and Erica as well. Erica said that Yolanda claims that she is 75% better. So anyone keeping track of the health?
Yes. I miss Yolanda.
Yes.
You do?
I actually saw some recent pictures of Yolanda. And let me tell you, she looks phenomenal. Mm-hmm. She looks like she did when she, like 7 years ago or whenever she started.
I'm happy to hear that.
She looks so like,
she was
thin.
Overseas for both Bella and Gigi being in the Victoria's Secret Fashion Show.
Instagram picture.
Yes. Good for her.
She looks great.
Oh, yeah. She looked phenomenal. She's taking pictures with her son. The son didn't look so
good.
But she looked phenomenal. Mm-hmm. She looked like a star. She looked healthy, vibrant,
I'm very happy.
To hear that. I haven't seen her like before. I don't want to say pouchy, but she looked so cut and thin like she used to be when she first started. Mm-hmm. And I just feel it's health. I don't think she's like trying to lose weight. She just looks like her old self again.
Yeah, and you know what? And I'm glad to see that, but in all honesty, I could have done without it tonight. She's not on the cast anymore. Yeah. We haven't seen her for months. Yeah. We could have just as well forgotten about her entirely and focused on the new ladies. Yeah. I love Yolanda, and I would watch a reality show that just starred her. But in this situation, we didn't need it.
Yeah. No, I agree. I mean, I guess for those who are interested in following up on Yolanda's health, because she does have fans, so I'm sure would like an update. But I'm a fan of Camille, and I didn't get a Camille update. And I know that. I know she got a whole new house, and I would like to know.
Isn't she going to be on this season as a friend?
Yeah, I thought so.
Grant's love for Camille runs so deep.
It does.
Never ending.
I love it.
Yolanda, when I heard she wasn't coming back, I felt nothing. I was like, all right. I mean, I don't miss... I'm not interested. Like, I'm happy to hear she's doing well.
I'm happy that she's doing well.
You know, we can catch up with her on social media. We don't need her on the show.
I thought it was a big shock because she was such a huge part of the storyline last season.
Yeah.
But apparently we're going to have enough to work with without her.
Yeah. Right. No, it's a positive sign. It means it's a new direction. It's like, because, you know.
It does feel like a new direction.
How long can we talk about someone's health? And then questioning someone's health. Like, we really don't need it anymore.
And we don't need to hear that
M-word. They kind of started bringing it back a little bit.
No more M-word.
Yes. A little bit. Yeah. Kyle had to mention Munchausen one time.
No, he said it.
You did it, not me.
He dropped the M-bomb.
But then we brought back all the episodes again. It's like you just brought it all back again.
Speaking of Kyle, we'll catch up with her. She's casting for her show, which you know is pissing off that family. When she was talking about the casting, someone's playing her role, all I could picture was how pissed Kathy is.
Alicia Silverstone is, I believe, playing
the role. Alicia landed the role.
I did not know that.
Of Kyle? Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Did she have blonde hair when she was young?
That's a good question. Maybe Kim is blonde. Yes. Yeah.
Well.
Yeah, Kim definitely.
Well, Kyle questions if Lisa Vanderpump and Lisa Rinna will be okay and that they'll come together. And she mentions that Lisa Rinna is more easy to manipulate than Vanderpump, which we know. But
which is just a housewife's way of saying not that intelligent, right?
Yeah, pretty much. It was like, well, she's the weaker of the two, so she'll just fall for it, basically.
I don't really see them coming back together. I don't know about you guys. I just, last season when we did Orange County, I had faith for the other housewives to connect, but sometimes you just don't gel well with people, and I feel like with the two Lisas, I'm not seeing them coming together this season at all.
Well, they were open to it, but by the end of the show, Lisa Vanderpump made it clear that she never forgets anything, and she started going after them right away.
Because
I felt like they were open. They're like, we are okay if Lisa wants to bury the hatchet, we can move forward. We both had deaths in the family. We realize these things are so petty. Let's just forget about it and move on. Now, Lisa Vanderpump, I don't know whether she's trying to create storylines or this is just who she is, but she was not going to forget about it, and she did some digs right off the bat. Mm-hmm. So yeah. She set the stage.
Yeah. Yes.
Oh, yeah. I'm going to start calling a grudge a Vanderpump. Yes. Oh, she is such a Vanderpump out for that girl. Lisa. That girl holds a great Vanderpump. Yeah. I mean,
Lisa Vanderpump's record of forgiveness is absolutely nothing. So she's not going to have any interaction with them. She's not going to give them a chance. If we Lisa Vanderpump's relationships start off red hot, and they completely just go really bad to the point where people do not speak, and then they're never recovered because she doesn't have any interest in doing that. She doesn't have to, I guess, she's so busy. In her defense. Yeah. But it's a very unhealthy way to live when you're so tight with someone. One of them, a man living in her own house, and then like
I never forgave her for that. Let me just tell you, that's when I was a big Lisa Vanderpump fan. Cedric,
we are going
season one. Though. But let me tell you, I was like, if you're going to get rid of Cedric, at least, at the very least, bring another gay assistant in. She never did that, you know. So I couldn't.
He's waiting for your call. Chris is waiting for your call, Pumpy.
Even with Orange County, like the original cast, I get locked into. I love them. I don't like that everybody leaves so fast, and I can't keep following it. Now this show, I have followed. I mean, this is like to me the ultimate show. So I will continue watching no matter what. But you're right, Lisa Vanderpump. She once the relationship is gone, the only time is maybe if you grovel on your knees the way Kyle did, and maybe she has a need for Kyle. Maybe, and I agree with you.
Always good.
That she doesn't have a need for everybody else, but with Kyle, she wanted it back, and so she got it. And that was in the only time in the seven seasons that I can ever remember her taking somebody back in. So there you go.
That's a good point.
Yeah,
because she needed her. Because there's no one next to her, and now but now with this new chick. And the other one, Eden, seems to be pretty much Team Lisa, too. But I don't know if I would want to be friends with Vanderpump, because you know it's just like a time limit. And you know it's going to end really badly.
Yeah.
And you can't find common ground with her. When she's done, she's done. And I get that to a certain point.
I have to say, Grant, she is a very loyal person, though. I feel like, you know, for somebody like Lisa, when people cross her or do things that she feels isn't, like, acceptable in her world, you know, I do understand when she does – there is a time to cut people. Brandy was kind of erratic. Mm-hmm. I mean, the people that she's let go are not, like, the most amazing people.
But what did Eileen ever do?
I feel like Eileen, there is an opportunity for Lisa to get close with Eileen at some – or not get close, but – she has a better chance than Lisa Rinna, I think.
I think there was a lot of stress though as the episode progressed with Lisa Vanderpump feeling threatened that the other girls were going to take her new girlfriend, Dorit.
And as you can see that,
you can see it clearly, and it's like it didn't matter who it was. Even Kyle made the first play, remember? And they did that little joking thing. Oh, we'll go together, and she says, "Well, okay, and she says, "Well, I'll call up Faye, and we'll be pals," or something like that. But she was already upset with Kyle doing it, and then of course when Eileen and the other girl come in, it was like, "Oh no!"
I think that comes from the trauma that she's had from the people that have disappointed her in the past. I don't know. I'm here defending Lisa Vanderpump.
You're so understanding.
Stay tuned for our news and gossip segment for a little bit more on that. But I think, you know, Lisa and Dorit were legit friends from long ago. Yeah. And I can't blame her when she feels like she was put, again, stay tuned for news and gossip. She feels like she was put through the ringer, and she needed an ally. And I think we all saw clearly tonight that she was going to hang on to her ally.
Yeah.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, let's talk about the ally. We need to talk about Dorit and her lifestyle and who she's living with and our first impressions of her.
She's a packed house.
Yeah. She's married. So I'm just surrounded by celebrities.
Aren't we all?
Yeah. I'm like, tell me more about your, like, where you come from. Like, I want to know more about your life than just like this on the surface. Like,
she has eight people helping her. We know that.
Yes.
Four nannies, an assistant for the husband, and then three house cleaners.
Yes.
Yeah. So we know that she's getting help to keep the house clean.
Yes.
I feel like how she says that she's not laying around eating bonbons. So at least that's
good.
Was
that a Lisa Vanderpump dig?
And I can respect that. Like, she clearly does not want us to think that she's some housewife that is sitting around eating bonbons.
Right,
I can appreciate that. But, you know, I was way more interested when she started talking about, I grew up in Connecticut and then I lived in Europe. And that's what I want to hear more than I hang out with celebrities.
Exactly. Amen. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And I don't understand why people think I have a British accent. Yes. That's so strange to me.
Yeah, the Madonna references were so on point. Yeah. Like, I was okay, that makes me know everything I need to know.
I thought it was just because Madonna lived in England for so long, she just picked it up, but I forgot she's married to Guy Ritchie, so maybe he had an impact on her changing her accent.
Shout out, Madge.
I want to point, we need to talk about the dinner that Lisa Vanderpump, Dorit, and Kyle had, where they mentioned Dubai, and they had that moment Lisa Vanderpump remembering every detail as it unrolled in Dubai.
Well, Kyle's like, it was great.
What
it was
animal
great, right?
Do they say doesn't remember stuff or doesn't elephants. Forget stuff? Elephants.
Elephants.
I hate to say, like,
is that like
Pumpy's
a chemical
an elephant,
thing
that sounds...
where she just can't let go and she remembers it? I feel like it's a chemical thing because some people
I
have that.
I think she
maybe.
Just has such. You're talking about her being loyal. Mm-hmm. I think in her life, you know, everyone who works for her needs to be loyal to her. Her and Ken have been together forever and a day. I think she's just used to that. Like, if you're not ride or die, then you're not on Pumpy's list.
Do you know who's like that? It's like queens of past. You are loyal to the end, forever to death. And when you cross a queen, they don't forget. That's what she reminds you of.
I think that's why I like Lisa Vanderpump.
Like, because you can respect that.
Yeah, I totally can. Yeah. I kind of
are you a Leo?
No, but I run how Lisa Vanderpump runs.
I just think that holds people back. I just think it holds people back. Instead of having a pleasant experience and being on a show where you know you're going to travel with these ladies, you choose to bury your feet in the sand.
I appreciate I appreciate what Lisa brings to the show with like her business ventures. I mean, they wouldn't be eating at Pump. You know, we saw that in previous seasons of her, you know, building her empire and still growing. So she adds color to the show.
Well, yeah, no, I'm talking about her the way she doesn't forgive, though. Just feel like it's just like.
Yeah,
you know,
I mean, at some point she's going to run out of people, right?
I
think we've been thinking that for years.
I don't think
and then they bring someone else in.
A new friend. Yeah. Brandy was like that. Wasn't like they were like close pals and everything? And they had a little falling out, and then she apologized profusely, and she got one more chance. And then she blew it again.
Yeah. And Brandy's still knocking at that door. Stay tuned.
Okay.
I can't wait.
Erica's 45th birthday party looked really cool. I love this pussy control chick. She looked like a good time. This imaginary list. I love it. It's like arbitrary, like nonsense. So I loved that. What do we think of the looks? Rinna showed up in a long wig.
Yes, I was living for that. I told you. I feel
she's
like
20 years younger.
She did. I she wish that great. She would take more risk with, you know, nowadays all these women are wearing wigs. So I feel like Lisa Rinna should change up her style a little bit more to just keep it interesting, you know?
Yeah.
I appreciated the little wig she had on this evening.
Mix it up a little.
Yeah. I liked it.
Mm-hmm. I liked the gift that Eileen gave to Erica.
Yeah, that was super
the
cool.
On wine. I mean, what an original gift.
Super original
that
idea.
That was, like, amazing to me. I was as floored as Erica. I'm like, oh, that is the ultimate gift. Somebody is, like, going to give you a guest starring role on a show?
Yeah.
I live for that.
Listen, my birthday's in, like, 2.5 weeks, and I was going to tweet my shoe size so that everybody knew. And now I'm like, who can put me on a show? Hey, it's my birthday, too.
I love it. It was, like, an open. She's like, it could be a day. It could be a couple. It could
whatever
be, you know, whatever you
want.
Wanted.
Yeah.
All the starring actors, everyone. That is, like, the dream. Good for Erica. Mm-hmm.
And Erica is a performer. Like, if anybody could take a one-day gig and maybe make it into a week or two on a soap opera, it's
or
probably Erica
slot.
Jane, right?
Yeah. That episode is supposed to air this month. I believe it
was. Oh, great.
I want to say it was December 16th. I could be totally lying. So just do a quick Google search after our episode, and I'll tweet it out when I know the exact date. But it's not, like, way in the future. Like, it's coming
set
up.
Your DVR
exciting.
Yeah, they took a picture, and it was all the Genoa City Athletic Club was all decorated for Christmas. So we know it's this month. So we'll take a look at that.
Nice.
Lisa Vanderpump and Tom had a moment. I like these two together. It was just, I like them.
They're so weird.
They
have like such a weird, flirty, weird thing going on.
She said, do you have something Studio 54 under all this?
I hope so.
Yeah, okay. I thought it was cute.
Are you talking about the crystal
underwear?
It was a sniper
last year, now it's Studio
54. Okay. I don't know. Well, imagine if Tom was wearing crystal boxers. I mean, he could afford it. I mean, why not?
Right? Please, if Tom was wearing them, they would be diamond bucks.
Oh, yes. I was thinking of Erica Jane. That's right. Okay.
Yes. Erica, though, yeah, she looked good. She had the diamond thong on or whatever it was.
I was actually following this party on Snapchat when it was happening. I didn't know.
Yes!
Were you following it?
No, but I'm glad that you were.
Yes,
you
I was like, well, it didn't dawn on me that they were shooting for the Real Housewives, but I was watching it. It looked epic. Like, she looks like she had a great time, and... You know, I wish I was invited. Erica Jane invited me over.
Erica, please. No, we can put it in. Please, yeah. I will mix it. There were so, well, I won't
I'll go to even them, be nice to Lisa Vanderpump just to go.
Yeah, 70s. I was going to wear a suit tonight, but they were all wearing the sequins jackets and blouses and everything, so that's why
I dressed
up.
Very Lisa Vanderpump.
70s. Yes. 70s. Yes. Yeah. Well, yeah, I didn't want to match her too much. Yeah. I don't want to be the old lady on the panel.
Ooh, wait, what was the, what are they, on the OC? What was the thing about the
you're right.
Three's Company chick?
Oh, Mrs. Roper.
Mrs. Roper, yes. Oh, we don't want to be Mrs. Roper.
Now Mrs. Roper's here.
Well, Lisa Rinna is living by new words. She says, I'd rather be better than bitter. And I don't know what the hell she's talking about. She's talking about the new leaf, like we were saying, like a new page in her book. And Lisa,
about Kim.
Oh, yeah. Right? With Kim, I think, right? Oh, yeah, well, about every, I guess all the drama that she's had. I guess it was like where she is now. Lisa Rinna and Eileen are not concerned about being around Lisa Vanderpump, but Lisa Vanderpump seems to be concerned around them. Yeah, she's giving Eileen the side eye when Eileen is just introducing herself to the new girl, and they seem to hit it off. They were vibing.
Yeah,
and then...
Well, she took off. I mean, first she gives him the cold shoulder, and she's almost letting Dorit know, don't go near Eileen. You know, I don't want you to make friends with her. And Eileen's just going with the flow. You know, whatever it is will be.
Yeah.
Which is what I like. And then eventually, I think she just sees that they are starting to talk or maybe making a connection, and she literally walks away. And I actually think in her mind, Lisa Vanderpump was hoping Dorit would follow her. She was like trying to pull her away, and Dorit did not leave, and she did bond with Eileen. And she's like, I don't understand. Eileen seems like such a sweet, nice person. I don't understand this monster that Lisa Vanderpump has portrayed her as.
I do have to say, on this show, would not want to be Dorit, only because she's under a lot of pressure with Lisa Vanderpump here, you know, where she's being brought on by Lisa, and now she has to decide who she's going to be friends with, and like we've seen what Lisa's done with previous people that she's gotten close with, you kind of have to pick and choose, so I'm interested to see this season, is Dorit going to have her own, you know, say in what she does, and how Lisa's going to kind of you know, feel about every decision she makes.
Yeah, because initially here, it seems like Dorit can be her own woman. She's going to decide who she talks to and who she's friends with. And I can appreciate that.
I mean, well, if Lisa Vanderpump was a really good friend, she'd be open to that. She wouldn't have to find the need to trash talk someone before they meet them.
That's true.
We'll see how Lisa unfolds.
And Dorit's been around so many celebrities. I think she's a big girl.
I know,
She knows how to play the game.
Yeah. She's let us know.
This isn't her first reality show.
Right, I think I'm being extra...
And it's not ours either, y'all.
I think I'm being extra, extra difficult on Lisa Vanderpump this episode, but these are my true feelings. Like, I don't care.
We're balancing it out.
I'm just like, I'm watching her actions and I'm looking back, all the way back to season one, Cedric in the house. And I'm just looking, I'm just like, wow, her character to me is just not great. But I do like her on Vanderpump Rules, but I don't like her on the show. I don't know. It's two different
testament
takes.
To what we're given.
Right, absolutely. Let's talk more about someone who wasn't vibing, and I could tell from the minute they met.
Oh, yes.
Erica and Dorit. These two had a little bit of homo. Did you feel that?
I felt that vibe. Yeah. And I think it's going to be very interesting because we already know the infamous line, you're from Connecticut, which is later on in the season. But you can tell, I mean, they're both wealthy women. They both have their own brands going. I mean, Dorit doesn't sing, but, you know, she has two successful blonde women that are hot. It's going to be interesting.
I feel like Dorit started it somewhere along the way. I think she's the one that put Erica off. Because Erica, I just can't imagine, right?
Yes!
I just can't imagine. So I'm kind of watching the trailers and things like that, and that's come up right away. And I feel like Dorit must have said something. And maybe that's her job, too. You know, want to stay for another season, you got to create some waves.
Yes. Yeah, and a lot of people would look at this show and look at the people on it and say, oh, Erica Jane must just be jealous, a new hot blonde coming in. We know Erica Jane better than that.
Oh, she's
and
so secure.
And I think she's so
she doesn't
secure
have to do all that.
And also a good judge of character.
Yes.
So yep. I think I'm going to jump on the Erica Jane bandwagon here. Yes. And I'm going to say if she doesn't like somebody, maybe it's for good reason. We'll find out. Right. But I'm going to give her the benefit of the doubt because we know her. We don't know
Doreen. Yeah, I mean, look what happened with Catherine. I mean, I would have, like, that would have been hard for me to forgive what Catherine did. And she's like, I totally forgive you. And not only that, you can have my makeup she tried crew. It. And, you know, I'm like, that's really going far, right? Right? You're sharing your makeup. So. Yeah.
Again, it's my birthday. I will take the makeup crew.
Well, at this point,
Mikey, I'm talking to you.
At this point in the episode, Lisa Vanderpump has Arina run in, and there's a very fake greeting. We love a good false greeting. What did you think of the greeting?
What did they say?
I want Grant to grant it. No, Grant caught it as well.
What did he say?
He's like, hi, Lisa Vanderpump.
Hi. And you go, hi, Lisa Rinna. And they go, oh, it's so great to see you. Oh, and she said, oh, yeah, like, it's the same. It was like some weird, like not like, oh, good to see you too. It was like, oh, yes, it's the same.
Yeah. Well, when you go to the children or the weather, then you know it's going bad. Because right. Now it's like, we don't even want to talk about anything important. You know, let's just like soft talk.
Well, there's a classic Lisa Vanderpump backhanded comment when she goes, oh, Lisa Rinna, you always go for it.
Yeah, she does.
She didn't seem to like that, though.
No. What does that mean? I know.
That was like that moment for Lisa Rinna to pop off and for something to happen, but she didn't go there. So
you know what she does, this Vanderpump? She says things, and then when you walk away and you're in the car and you're three quarters of the way home, you're like,
what did she say?
Like, oh my God.
You're like, I should have
said something.
But that's what the English do. They get away with it. They do these snide, underhanded things, and you think, oh, it's so charming, but wait a minute. No.
Right before you go to bed.
You're in the limousine on the way home. Wait a minute. Yeah.
She said she would have pulled the wig, or she would have pulled Rita's wig because it would have been well deserved. Again,
She's starting. Yeah. She is starting. Yep. She's pulling the first
punches. This episode could have gone way to the left if Lisa Rinna would have, you know,
given in to Luke.
She would have given in, but she didn't.
Lisa Rinna's like, I'm going to do improv. I'm just going to go with whatever happens. I'm open one way or the other. And then when it went south, she's like, okay, if you want to do the cat fight thing, we'll do it. I'll go for it. Yep. Yeah.
She's game. Lisa Rinna is game.
Yes. Eileen talked about how she would be open to speaking to Lisa and moving forward. And then Lisa Vanderpump says that Eileen was very cold. So it's our, like, these, again, those two are also not vibing ever.
They're both just too big. Eileen's too big of a figure where she comes from in the soap world. And Lisa is too big of a figure in the reality TV world. These two will always butt heads.
I think
We can go 11 seasons in, like, OC. These two will still be the feud.
Did you see that little teaser, though, where Lisa apologizes yet again? And Eileen's like, oh, she's, like, loving this.
She's literally laughing.
Really? I know. It wasn't, like, a good response necessarily. No,
right? Because we know that a Lisa Vanderpump apology comes with a whole slew of other business.
Well, in the gazebo, when she says, are you effing sure? We're good. That was great. I actually like that. I'm like, okay.
We have to be really good.
That's the Vanderpump thing that I like. Okay, that was the best part of the whole season for me with her. But
just
like
that part.
That's just that part. I'm not
pretty much.
I kind of do like her too. I've met her on many occasions. And Jiggy's looking a little older this season.
I know.
Well, he has a new best friend, Harrison. So
yes,
we love you, Jiggy. Mm-hmm.
Another rescue, but that was a great moment last season. It looks like it's going to come back again. Mm-hmm.
Well, you know, the part that got me was Lisa Vanderpump had to be pushed into the party. She walked down. She's like, I'm coming back. And so she went in to have this dance. But only a minute prior, she turned her back to Eileen. So I'm like, it completely iced her out.
She was pushed into this final scene of, don't you want to go in and look like you're game, look like you're cool with everybody.
But she couldn't have
been
colder.
This was a safe face moment. Yeah. She had done the cold thing the entire party.
Yeah.
And she was going to go in and be like, but hey, I'm right because I'm cool and fun.
What'd you think of the dancing?
It was cool and fun.
Yeah.
I'm not in the position to anybody else's drunken dancing.
Well, let's take a turn and look at some news and gossip.
Yay.
Let's do it.
AfterBuzz TV News.
Hey, y'all. Well, I know we don't have a ton of time, so I'm going to give this to you really fast. Kyle Richards says that a fan wrote her tagline, if y'all can believe that. Kyle has a friend that lives in Oklahoma, and someone approached this friend in a store and was like, I have a great tagline for Kyle. That friend texted Kyle, and Kyle said, that's it. done. So if you all have a clever tagline, maybe for a future season, make sure you reach out to your favorite housewife for that. Meanwhile, also Kyle also opened a lean-to in New York City. You all know she has her store near Villa Blanca in Beverly Hills, but she opened this one in New York City. Carson Kressley was there. This was just last night. And she and Carson Kressley are on the Celebrity Apprentice together, which Grant and I will be breaking down. Yes. So make sure you stay tuned for that. Meanwhile, you all must be wondering what's going on with Kim Richards. She gave an interview to People.com this week and said that she suffered some depression after her rehab, but she's grateful to be where she's at. She said she wakes up happy. She goes to bed happy. You all know that she's a grandmother now. Her daughter Brooke has had a child. And Kim says that her focus was on family this season, and that's why you won't see her a whole lot. But she did tease that she will be there to confront Lisa Rinna. So that's definitely going down. And Erica gave an interview as well. All of these ladies were all over the place this week because of the premiere. And Erica said, hey, you know what? When this season is over, you all are going to say, Erica, you were right about Dorit.
Ooh. Mm-hmm. Christy, that's a yes. lot.
That's juicy.
You are doing the work.
That's juicy. Yes. But maybe you guys will be equally as interested in this. Lisa Vanderpump almost didn't sign up for season 7. She said, you know, last season some of the other women just didn't stop. They were relentless. It didn't feel like it was a good season, and it wasn't a place that I wanted to go back to. She plays this kind of every season. Every I don't know season. If it's a money ploy, but I could certainly understand how after last season she would not want to come back. Mm-hmm. And if you want to know how Lisa Vanderpump throws a party, you can check that out on Bravo.com. They have a new series called Bravo After Hours, where Lisa Vanderpump does give her party giving tips. And if you want to know more about the brand new housewife, Dorit, the Daily Mail has a great article and a photo shoot. She talks about how they met, their life. You can see kind of inside their house. Dorit talks about what she does on a day-to-day basis. And she says, hey, the reason that I got on the show was because Lisa Vanderpump wasn't sure that she wanted to return. And when she decided to, she called Dorit and said, hey, will you come and be my ally? That's how she came on.
You know what Lisa Vanderpump did? She secured her ally first and then hopped on the show.
Absolutely. Good. And what's going on with her?
Not a bad thing.
No.
Yeah.
I get it. Smart. I get it. Yeah.
She needs somebody.
That's how she does, because you all remember her former ally, Brandi Glanville.
Yes.
Is reportedly desperate to get back on the show. Tabloids say she's been calling Lisa several times a day to apologize and ask if they can talk things out. Lisa, however, wants nothing to do with her. Lisa has said she has blocked her on Watch What Happens Live. And I gotta say, I'm not too sad to say that I don't think we're gonna see Brandi back on this show, because Lisa's the one that can make that happen. If she's not going to, nobody's gonna.
Yes. Yep. She almost seems like an executive producer. I mean, if she does not want Brandi on, Brandi's not going to be on.
And Brandi kind of did it to herself.
She did it to herself.
Agreed.
There was so much. I mean, throwing the glass of wine in Eileen's face and the crying. I'm like, I just can't take all that. It's just a bit too much. Yeah. The slap was okay, but...
Chris loves a good slap. Don't throw any wine, girl.
It's Joan Crawford.
I love it.
There's a lot to look forward to. I mean, we're at the very tip of the iceberg here. So let's predict what's coming up.
Ooh.
Do we have music?
Yes.
Just really quick predictions.
I've been defending Lisa Vanderpump this whole season, or this whole entire episode, and I think we're going to see her apologize in an upcoming episode. I think maybe, my prediction is maybe you guys will soften a little bit on Pumpy. And I hope so.
Yeah.
Because I think she's going to give you reason to understand and soften.
I hope you're right. Yeah. All right. I would accept an honest apology from Rinna. I mean, from Vanderpump to Eileen at this point. Yeah. Okay. I mean, why not? I can't even remember what they're that upset about.
Right?
You might think these people, like, ran someone over. You know what I mean? Like, it's like not that serious.
No, she just asked her about having an affair. No big deal.
Well, I think Erica's star is going to continue to rise. I think she's going to become even more popular. More records are going to be sold. I think Kyle has become a major player this season as well. And I think the new girls are going to be a great addition. That's what I predict.
Okay. I want to know more about Dorit. I feel like it's very exciting to even say Dorit for this season, because it's a new name, a fresh perspective. Yeah. But, you know, I'm interested to see what she gets in with Erica Jane, because I can't wait for that.
I want them to have, like, a real awkward, like, drinks.
Yeah, you know, it has to be over something. I want to know what it is. Yeah.
Something that just makes us all uncomfortable to watch.
Right.
I want to be uncomfortable while watching Real Housewives.
Well, we shall see what happens next week. In the meantime, you can keep up with all of us. Keep the conversation going. Leave some comments below. Give us a thumbs up because we need to keep it positive. Why not? We're talking Housewives. Come on. Where can we find you guys online?
Well, you can find me on Twitter at AKA Golden Boy and my website with all my celebrity interviews at chrisvalentine.la.
You guys can find me at Thomas Erlina on my social media accounts. I'd love to hear from you guys.
Please hit me up at Christy Reports. That's with the C on Twitter, Instagram, and Snapchat. And make sure you check out the Total Divas After Show tomorrow night at 9 p.m. Pacific. We break it down just like this. It's all good.
And you guys can find me over on Twitter at Grants_Rants and on my podcast, Grants Rants Hollywood Talk. We'll be back next week with even more to discuss.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.